Welcome to Beta Finch,
your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we turn corporate speak into plain English. I'm Alex, and I'm here with my co-host Jordan to dive into Home Depot's first quarter 2026 results. Before we get started, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Thanks, Alex. And wow, what a quarter to unpack from the home improvement giant. Home Depot just reported $41.8 billion in sales. That's up 4.8% year over year. But the real story is in the details, isn't it?
Absolutely. The headline numbers look decent, but when you dig deeper, you can see the challenges they're facing. Comparable store sales were only up 0.6%, barely positive. And here's what's interesting about the monthly breakdown. February was up 0.7%, March jumped to positive 2%, but then April went negative 0.5%.
That April drop really tells a story about weather impact and consumer behavior. CEO Ted Decker mentioned that when weather was favorable in the northern and western divisions, customers engaged in outdoor projects, but those bigger discretionary projects still under pressure. It's like consumers are buying the essentials but holding back on major renovations.
The earnings picture reflects that cautiousness too. Adjusted diluted earnings per share came in at $3.43, down from $3.56 last year. That's about a 3.7% decline. And gross margins? They dropped 75 basis points to 33%, largely due to the GMS acquisition they completed.
Let's talk about that GMS acquisition because it's reshaping their entire strategy. Home Depot is going all in on the professional contractor market. They just completed the Mingledorff's acquisition too. That's an HVAC distributor with 42 locations across 5 southeastern states.
This is fascinating from a strategic standpoint. Ted Decker laid out some impressive numbers. They're targeting a $700 billion professional market opportunity. With all their acquisitions, they now have over 1,300 branches through SRS, plus their two 360-plus stores. That's a delivery fleet of about 16,000 assets and over 5,000 professional sales associates.
The HVAC move is particularly smart. HVAC distribution represents about a $100 billion addressable market, which brings their total addressable market to $1.2 trillion. And here's the key. HVAC is more repair and replacement focused rather than new construction, which fits perfectly with the current market environment.
Speaking of market environment, there was a revealing exchange during the Q&A. When analysts pressed about whether they'd consider lowering guidance given rising interest rates and energy prices, CFO Richard McPhail stood firm. They reaffirmed their comp sales guidance of flat to 2% growth.
That confidence is interesting because the housing market backdrop is still challenging. Existing home sales are below $4 million. HELOC activity has plateaued, and mortgage rates remain elevated. But Decker made a compelling point about their core customer. These are homeowners who saw their home values jump 50% over recent years and have healthy equity portfolios.
The pro-business performance really stands out too. Billy Bastek, their merchandising chief, noted that Pro posted positive comps and outperformed DIY customers. 9 of their 16 merchandising departments had positive comps, including power tools, plumbing, electrical, and paint.
And their digital strategy is paying off. Online sales leveraging their digital platforms grew over 10%. That's the fourth consecutive quarter of double-digit growth. They're really nailing this interconnected experience where customers can shop online, in-store, and get job site delivery seamlessly.
Anne-Marie Campbell shared some interesting operational improvements too. They're transitioning over 1,000 stores to have separate selling and tasking teams. Basically, they're moving more inventory management tasks to their merchandising execution team so the Orange Apron associates can focus purely on customer service.
The results of that change are promising. They're seeing higher customer satisfaction scores and better likelihood to shop again metrics. It's smart operational efficiency that should help them compete even in a challenging environment.
Looking forward, Management expects SRS to deliver mid-single-digit organic sales growth for the year. They're planning to open about 15 new stores and 40 to 50 new SRS locations. But here's what caught my attention. They expect gross margins to improve to 33.1% for the full year.
That margin improvement will be crucial, especially with potential cost pressures building. Richard McPhail mentioned they're seeing potential headwinds from fuel prices, commodity costs, and new tariffs, though he noted they've filed for tariff refunds that could provide a significant offset.
The cross-selling opportunity between their various business units is massive. They mentioned a $400 million cross-sell run rate this year, with plans to double that next year. Imagine being able to offer a contractor everything from lumber and tools at Home Depot to specialized roofing materials through SRS to HVAC equipment through Mingledorff's.
What I found most telling was Ted Decker's response about the macro environment. He said they're treating this as a cycle, not a permanent shift. The company is still investing in their three-pronged strategy, strengthening the core business, delivering interconnected experiences, and winning with pros.
And they're clearly taking market share. When you look at other retailers and manufacturers reporting negative results, Home Depot's modest growth suggests customers are responding to their brand and service levels. That's competitive positioning you want to see in a tough environment.
The weather impact in early May seems to have normalized too. Billy Bastek mentioned they saw great engagement in spring projects once weather patterns returned to normal in the first couple weeks of May. Spring is their biggest season, so that's encouraging.
Bottom line for investors: Home Depot is navigating a challenging consumer environment while simultaneously transforming into a comprehensive professional services platform. The consumer headwinds are real, but their market share gains and strategic positioning in the pro market could drive long-term value creation.
Exactly. They're not just waiting for the housing market to recover. They're building capabilities that should pay dividends when conditions improve. The question is whether their pro strategy can offset ongoing consumer softness in the near term.
Before we wrap up, Jordan has our mandatory closing disclaimer.
That's right. Everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another AI-powered earnings breakdown. Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
See you next time. And remember, in earnings season, the devil's always in the details.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.